Thank you so much, Ryan. Appreciate it. Yeah. All right, Bill.
I do too, Ryan. Not as much as Wendy, but I do also appreciate it.
All right, musical chairs, because Jerry Nunn is in the studio with us. Perhaps you know him from Nunn on the Run, Nunn with two N's. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. I'm great. It's great to see you both here at the same time.
Yeah, the last few times you've come in, either Wendy's been gone or I've been gone. It's been several months.
Yeah. Who did I just see you with a picture with?
Mr. Kool-Aid.
The Kool-Aid.
Hey, Kool-Aid guy.
All right. That's the difference between you and me, because you were excited about that.
I was very excited.
The mom from 6 Feet Under.
Oh, yeah, Patricia Clarkson.
She's good.
That's who it was.
She was the original actress they wanted to have be the Kool-Aid guy.
Right. Well, the costume was too bulky
for her.
Is she related to Kelly Clarkson?
No. What a great actress she is.
Yeah,
she's good.
Sharp Objects on HBO.
She's so fun to talk to? Event.
She's incredible. She had great shoes, first of all.
Yeah.
And
you are so cute.
And she's from the South like me, so then she started asking me about Tennessee. So then, you know, it's always nice when celebrities interested in you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love her. She's a great, great actress. She's on a lot of shows right now, actually. Yeah.
Did you hear her thing? She was talking about, she did some movie with Justin Timberlake where he was naked in it, and she talks at great lengths.
Jeez, Bill, that is so cheap of you.
That's just the way the English language works, Wendy. She talks about seeing him naked and how exciting it was for her.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, of course. What is she going to say?
It revitalized is the exact right way to say it. This Kool-Aid guy, nice guy also.
He said, "Oh yeah," a lot. That's his shtick.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You sound a lot like it.
Thank
Are you sure that wasn't you in that
wasn't
costume?
Me.
That sounded
me.
Like Eric Ferguson. It did.
You know, nothing can insult me more. There's no way you could possibly insult me more than that.
I know, but it just did.
Oh no.
Eric sounds like the Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah,
That's all right.
You, for some reason, and I don't know how you pull this off, you find yourself with the big stars all the time, Jerry. How are you managing this?
There's always somebody coming through Chicago.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to tell people about upcoming things.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of good stuff coming up in August. I mean, next week, you'll see celebrities everywhere in Chicago.
Is that
true? Walk down Michigan Avenue.
Because
of Lala. They come in. I mean, Lindsay Lohan just came in just for fun.
Oh, she did.
She obviously wasn't singing. She just came in.
You went and interviewed her?
Years ago. This is a few years ago. But you never know who's going to pop into town.
Yeah.
You know, because
they love their music. The stars love their music.
They do.
Yeah.
So, you know, Coachella is, of course, grown into a big thing. But
where is that again?
In California.
Oh, yeah. I should know that.
So, Lollapalooza is August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So
next weekend?
Yeah, and the 5th, so it's 4 days.
Who are the big bands? Like, give us the names that are, like, the biggest of the big at Lollapalooza this year.
August 2nd, Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
August 3rd, Bruno Mars, Post Malone.
Love Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Just can do no wrong in my book.
August 4th, The Weeknd, Vampire Weeknd, LL Cool J.
Oh.
That's the one I was really excited about. I think he's going to be fun.
Now, wasn't Elvis Costello on this bill, but he had some cancer surgery? Am I imagining things that Elvis Costello was part of the...
I didn't see his name on there, but maybe.
Yeah, I've never
possibly.
Heard that. He sounds like a Riot Fest.
He doesn't have the word Weeknd in his name.
It was Riot Fest.
Was it Riot Fest?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then Jack White is August 5th.
I love him. See, I'm just torn here. I don't want to go deal with, the ticket prices of Lollapalooza for one day. Mm-hmm. I would rather just see Jack White when he goes and plays somewhere on his
own. He's playing at the Metro that night.
I'm too old for the
Who
Metro.
Who do you like better, Jack White or Jack Black?
Depends.
Yeah?
Musically, I think Jack White is so innovative of taking these old styles of music and turning it into some funky, cool jams.
Yeah.
He likes the seasoned ladies, like, you know, who's he's produced? He produced Lynn, Coal Miner's Daughter.
Oh, Loretta Lynn.
Loretta Lynn did
an album with
her.
Yes,
you're right.
Yeah, and he's done a few albums with some really talented people. So
he's really innovative.
Mm-hmm.
Loretta Lynn Manuel Noriega.
No. God. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I think it's Noriega, Wendy.
If we're talking Hamilton. I was going to tell you, talking about Jack Black, he's in a movie that I just saw.
What's the movie?
Is this that Amazon movie that I'm dying to see?
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix is in it. You can do the synopsis. I don't want to ruin it.
Right. It's called Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot.
Yeah.
Which is a joke about him being in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
The main character played by Joaquin Phoenix. It's a true story about a cartoonist that was drunk driving and...
he had a major alcohol problem, got in an accident, paralyzed,
mm-hmm.
and he goes to, from what I could tell from the trailer, you mm-hmm. saw it, but he goes to AA meetings and tries to persuade people, listen, this is what's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
And Jack Black's in it. That's star-studded. Yeah. Who else
is in it? A lot of people. Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth is in it, which I couldn't believe. And
Kim Gordon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Our Kim Gordon.
She works in the newsroom.
Not that Kim Gordon. Right. Beth Ditto from The Gossip, she is really good in it.
Uh-huh.
It's an Amazon movie, right?
Yeah. Jonah Hill plays a gay guy
in it.
That's it.
Yeah.
And Jonah Hill has lost so much weight, and he has
He gains it, and he loses it, and he gains it, and he loses it.
Like, I haven't seen him gain it again.
He's looking good in this movie.
Yeah, really good. Long hair.
Long hair, exactly.
Don't worry, he won't get far on foot. Amazon movies.
It's an Amazon movie, but it's at the theaters. I think it's up in Evanston right now.
Did you like it?
I really liked it.
Does Jack Black play in it? What kind of character?
He plays the guy that's actually driving the car drunk and they're partying.
Oh.
Him and Joaquin. Joaquin's just so good.
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
He really is. I mean, since he was little.
Yeah,
his name used to be called Leaf. Do you remember that?
Yes. I remember that.
He was a little kid in Parenthood.
Parenthood.
He was so good.
Yes.
His name was Leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He changed it to Joaquin.
I think I thought that was his real name.
Yeah.
Leaf was a nickname.
Sure.
So we have a lot of shows coming through here. Shakira's coming. She changed her date.
Hot.
Mm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She is so unbelievably beautiful and sexy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And a good singer, too.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
You didn't notice she was there?
No, she's really good.
Oh.
She really is.
Her hips lied back in January. She had vocal strain and did not come then.
Oh.
So now she's here August 3rd at United Center, which is conflicting with Lollapalooza. I was asked to go to Shakira, and I couldn't go because of
Duties at Lollapalooza.
Did she ask you personally?
Her rep did. She couldn't. Her voice is still probably tired.
Oh.
She probably wanted to.
Yeah.
Market Days is coming to Boys Town. So that's going to be really fun, August 11th and 12th.
What goes on at Market Days?
A lot of craziness.
Yeah.
They have booths and concerts,
produce
stages. Yes.
Is there a prize wheel, Jerry?
There always is a prize wheel.
I can guarantee you. I love a good prize wheel.
Yep. From Geico or somebody, has got a prize
All
wheel.
Right.
The lizard's there or something. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. So Martha Wash will be there. Appropriate. It's Raining Men. Hopefully it doesn't rain.
Oh, right. That's who that is.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
And Turn the Lights Down Low with Max.
Oh.
Do you know who Max is?
Mm-hmm.
He was like a child star, but I have Jazz is going to play a little bit of his music.
Yeah.
You don't know this song.
I know this song, Wendy.
It's big on the radio.
Yeah, we play this at the house.
I never heard this before in my life.
He is heir to the TJ Maxx fortune.
Well, then I have paid for his salary.
Have you?
I think there's an extra X on that, isn't there?
Yeah.
And the Chicago Spirit Brigade is going to be there. So very own
Jazzy
Jazz.
Will be there.
Jazz will be there.
Jazz, what will you be doing exactly there?
Spiriting, yes.
You will be spiriting? Okay.
Flips.
Yeah.
Flips.
Pyramids.
Yeah.
All of it.
Will there be pyramids? Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Do you ever see any of her videos?
Yeah. Incredible.
She's amazing.
Incredible.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah, they're a fun group. Good. They're a really fun group. I hear about... Okay, so there's a new show. It's just a one-nighter, August 11th at the Rosemont. It's a Whitney Houston show. Have you heard about this?
No.
Melinda Davis?
Jerry, I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
What?
Whitney Houston is...
this is a woman
tribute.
Channeling
her. Oh, it's a tribute show. Okay,
yes, that's right.
I like the channeling better than a tribute.
Right.
I might go see that.
Sounds better.
I heard she's a lot like her. I mean, I don't know. I haven't been.
So it's an impression of her or what it is?
Like tribute, but a tribute show where she's singing the hits.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. I heard it's good.
To whom? Does that sound good, too?
To fans of Whitney Houston, Wendy.
I guess,
They would love to see her again.
Yeah.
I thought you were thinking about going.
I might go.
I like The Bodyguard, the musical. I thought that was fun, but a lot of people didn't care for it.
I didn't see it.
Does anyone do an Angelica Houston impression?
Not that I know of.
Because that would be, I think, a better show if they did Whitney Houston, Angelica Houston, and John Houston, her dad.
Sure. Yeah. Maybe one day.
Something for everybody.
We can only hope. Broadway in the Park is going to be back. I don't know if you've ever gone to this thing.
No.
It's August 13th at 6:15. Jay Pritzker Pavilion in Millennium Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Dear Evan Hansen's going to be there this time. It's a preview. Okay, so they go through all the Broadway shows that are coming here with Broadway in Chicago.
And you get a little snippet of each of the shows.
Yes.
And
they is that cool?
It's really cool. I've been going for about 4 years now. Yeah. And it kind of sets me up for the whole year, what I want to see.
Yeah.
Janet Davies, I think, hosts usually. I don't know if she's done this year, but
she should.
Yeah. And so they do a bunch of different shows, and they'll bring in people from some of the New York shows and to do a song.
Really?
Every once in a while, because the shows aren't ready yet here.
So when Evan Hansen comes here, there's a kid who's gotten all kinds of notoriety on Broadway for play. He won't play it here, will he?
Most likely no.
Probably
they'll have
not.
Like a touring person.
Yeah.
And he was great. I interviewed him.
Please tell me he was a good kid, a nice kid, was he?
The nicest kid.
I hope so.
He was in Book of Mormon
whenever I
interviewed him. And he was in, the movie, I'm trying to think, where they sing, and, he was in this movie.
Fame?
No.
No?
It was kind of like
Pitch
Glee.
Perfect?
Pitch Perfect.
Yeah?
Yes. So he was in that for the first two.
Oh, he was? Yeah.
Yeah. So I talked to him about that, went to meet him after the show. And I've seen him in Book of Mormon, and he was like, hey, do me a solid, take a picture with me and him. And so we took a picture together.
Oh, nice.
He's super nice, but I heard he doesn't even do that anymore, that it got so crazy.
He's too famous now.
He's too famous.
So that's what's going to happen to Wendy at some point, I bet.
Yeah.
Would have already happened by now. So
probably
I wouldn't worry about it.
I mean, there might be people outside the studio right now.
Yep.
No.
Be ready. No.
So they're doing a bunch of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is what they're doing too. That's
Bill, you should go see that.
I want to see
that. Wouldn't
that be fun? Yes.
Yeah.
Coming to Chicago.
That's coming to Chicago. That's one of the shows they're going to preview.
Mm-hmm. But that wasn't on Broadway, was it? Or was it?
I don't know if it's just like a touring show.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
So that'll be really fun.
Yeah.
So that's a really good opportunity to see these things. And it's free in the park. So,
when is that? You said it's.
That is August 13th. Like 6:15, so it's kind of like right after work in the park there.
Oh, all right.
You bring some wine, hear some Broadway.
All right, I'm in.
I love musicals, man. I really do.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity.
Unless Julie Andrews is involved.
Oh, right.
Wendy does not. Jerry, I don't understand it.
Just let that die.
If Julie Andrews is involved, Wendy will have no part of it.
Oh, well.
I just didn't see The Sound of Music, and you know what? I'm going to break down and watch Sound of Music.
When is this going to happen?
Just for the nuns alone. For the
right.
Nuns alone. There are nuns in it?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Hello, my people.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's from a nunnery.
Yeah. They sing How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Don't tell what happens. I won't say
anything
else.
Maria's in West Side Story.
Yeah, but they still sing it.
Yeah.
How do you solve a story like...
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
That's not nice to talk about Maria like that.
But it fits the storyline.
Right.
You'll see.
Someday I'll watch it.
Car chases.
She's a rebel. Car chases. Yeah, over the mountains.
Yeah.
The really hills are alive with car chases. So Sam Smith's coming.
He's got a great voice.
Great.
Boy, does he have a good voice.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to be at that show.
Where is he?
He's at United Center.
Yeah, August that'll
15th.
Work.
Yeah, and Beth Ditto, who I told you about in the movie, she's opening. So you can hear her sing.
Wait, I don't remember you. What did you?
She's in that Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot movie.
Oh.
She's in the AA meeting.
Well, she's everywhere.
She's in the movie, and she's perfect timing.
You've never met Sam Smith, right?
I have not met Sam Smith.
How did that happen that you haven't met him?
Because he started blowing up before I went to his first show here in Chicago.
Yeah.
I think it was at the Vic.
Yeah.
And he did meet people after the show, but I didn't know. And then he's like... turns in this big thing.
He's got such a distinctive voice. Like a lot of the times you'll hear somebody on the radio and you're not sure who it is. When his songs come on, you know it instantly, it's him.
Yeah.
That's what people say about you.
Yeah. I got the same thing. I got the
very
same,
distinctive
same Sam
voice.
Smith voice going.
He goes out to the bars too. He went out to Berlin.
Oh, really?
That's pretty cool. I like when that happens.
Yeah.
Who do you think? Oh, this is so good that you're here, because I thought about you when this question came up. I brought this up with my wife, one of my daughters.
Okay.
Sam Smith sang the last James Bond theme song. Mm-hmm. So when the producers are looking for somebody to sing a James Bond theme song, they want somebody who's got a certain style, but they also want somebody who's like an up-and-comer, a big name in the music industry. Who do you think will do the next James Bond theme?
Why hasn't Lady Gaga done it?
That would be a good choice.
That is
because
a good
one. Sings those old standards.
That would be a great choice.
She would be great.
Yeah. Can I tell you who else I think? This is who got my vote. I'm not sure you'll know who this is, Wendy. Halsey.
Oh.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I've heard of her.
You don't like her?
I like her. Yeah. She's very up and coming.
Yeah.
As far as,
but yeah. She's her vocal range.
What, did your daughter give you that one?
No. I presented, my daughter was impressed that I knew who Halsey was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I said that, everyone's like, oh, maybe. Because the types of songs she sings are very James Bond theme-ish.
Yeah.
You know?
She was on SNL, right? I think she was, and I was not a fan.
Maybe. Yes. Yeah. She sang Him and Me.
Mm-hmm. Was it really slow?
It is pretty slow.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't think she was that good.
She was in Lollapalooza, and I knew she was going to be big, and I could not get an interview with her. She just wasn't doing them.
Oh, that's not good.
But she was so great. She's like the new Pink.
Yeah, that's a great way to describe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely different, right?
More torchy.
Mm-hmm. The torch song?
Yeah.
I think it's like the short hair and everything reminded me of Pink then.
Yep.
Ravinia. We've got tons of shows at Ravinia.
They have such a great lineup, as per usual.
Oh, my gosh. You got Whoopi Goldberg coming. You know she's always good.
The no eyebrow tour. She has no eyebrows. You pointed that out to me.
She doesn't have any eyebrows. But you also have said that you have a hard time maintaining eyebrows. She just gave up on them. She goes, I can't deal with
them. She doesn't have any hair. Mine are just blonde, so I need to darken them with a pencil.
Yeah. Mm.
But she has no eyebrows.
I think she shaves them off, though, doesn't she? You don't think so?
Why?
It's all that weed she smokes.
Cumbersome. Maybe.
She smokes a lot of weed.
Yeah, she's a bit. She's got a lot of weed.
She talks about
stuff.
It.
All
stuff
the time.
Talks that about she sells, right?
Yeah.
Sure. I watch The View almost every day. Wendy says that's unnatural.
Say it loud. Say it proud.
I love The View.
I do too.
Isn't it a great show?
That's how I get on my news.
Come to my house. We can watch it together.
Why watch other news?
I've never seen a full episode.
Wendy, you're missing out.
I watch it every day. It's unwinds. So great. I watch it at the end of the day and it unwinds me. And
yes.
I get to hear what's going on.
It's very soothing.
Yeah.
The View.
Are you guys just watching the same show?
Yeah. Jerry and I, we love The View.
It's a little political, but...
Do you want to be in our View Club?
No.
All right.
We pop popcorn and watch
Yeah, we do. Jiffy Pop, it's fun. Our View Club. All right.
So a lot of other ones. Steve Martin and Martin Short's coming.
They're
August
coming 12th. Back, huh?
Love those guys.
Yeah. They're coming back. Kristen Chenoweth, August 14th.
She's pretty good.
Ben Folds. August 22nd. Sugarland's coming August 23rd.
Is that the country band?
Country band, yeah.
I kind of like them.
I do too.
Turning a little country.
Mm.
I just interviewed Christian from that band. He's great.
Cool.
And they have a song with Taylor Swift, so.
I like her too.
Yeah. See? Now we're talking.
Who's the country guy? There's some country singer
Willie Nelson got
in trouble. No, it's not Willie Nelson. He was talking about the NRA in a negative way, and all the country fans went off on him.
Oh.
Who is it?
I don't know.
I want to say his last name is Church. Is there a country singer whose last name is Church?
Could be. I don't know. We have to look that up.
All right.
Sounds familiar.
That's the difference between Jerry's entertainment report and yours.
I just know little bits and pieces. Well, it wasn't on The View, so I wasn't really paying attention. If they brought it up on The View, I'd focus a little better.
Right. Culture Club's coming. B-52s.
Oh. Both to Ravinia?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. August 31st.
Good shows.
They have two shows.
Yeah.
So August 31st and September, like Moses into September.
I know the guy, guys.
Who
His
is
name
it?
Was Eric Church.
Eric Church.
Eric Church.
Eric Church.
Doesn't mean anything to me, even with his first name, Bill.
He said some things about the NRA and how he blames a lot of what's going on. And rightfully so, he blames a lot of what's going on with guns the NRA. And all these fans that were his big diehard fans are turning on him now, you know, because of that, because he badmouthed the NRA.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other show.
Yeah. I want to, next time you and I watch The View, I'm going to invite him over, and we'll just say, you got friends in us.
Just call up the church.
Yep.
So we have Wizard World's coming.
We have to go back. I think we skipped last year. I have to go back.
It's in this month. It's August, right?
Yes, August 23rd, 24th, Rosemont. 25th, 26th.
Yep.
Yes. And it's always fun. I think you'll probably do some interviews for it. You know, they usually bring some people around.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited.
Wendy dresses like Sailor Moon for it every year.
No, I don't. I have never dressed in costume form, nor, well, I can't say that about my kids. They went as Ghostbusters one year together.
Yeah.
Jimmy Mack does not dress up, despite what people may think, even though he's a big Star Wars lover. Yeah. He does not.
But he revels in seeing others dressed up, because I've been there with
him,
and he gets so excited. I have to explain to him that's not really Chewbacca.
Yeah, but you know what amazes me is that someone would take all the time and put in all that effort to dress as their favorite character. I think it's totally cool.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's their star for a day. I love that. Especially,
and they're playing the role of it. They're not, you know, they're living their dream of being that person.
Yeah.
So they're very personable. They'll take a picture with you.
Yes. They're not charging a lot of money. Like, my old roommate is going to be there. He's doing an appearance.
Dressed as?
He was Lex Luthor in Smallville. I don't know if you ever watched Lex Luthor.
Who is it?
Michael Rosenbaum.
That was your ex-roommate?
Yeah, in college. We were roommates.
He's great.
Put your eyes back in your
head. He's so good. Do you know who he is? He's so good.
He might come in just to have dinner with me. We're trying to get together.
Bring him by the show.
I will. I could ask him. I'll ask him.
Bring him to View Club when we watch The View. That would be fun to watch The View with Lex Luthor.
Yeah, it would be really fun.
Oh, he's very talented.
Yeah. And the Superman from the show is coming too, so they're going to do photo ops together.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So it'll be really fun. I didn't know you.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, he's.
We think you're famous in your own right, Jerry, so we don't need to know who you used to live with. Yeah. Except Bill does.
Yeah, I can tell you some stories.
Yeah?
Yeah, but off the air.
Okay.
So,
and no talking during The View.
No, that's our rule at View Club. No talking during The View.
There's one more music festival in August, North Coast Music Festival.
Where's that?
That is in Union Park. So just where Pitchfork just was. So that's August 31st, and it moves into September, goes through the 2nd. But Miguel and Jamiroquai is coming.
Jamiroquai is still around?
Mm. This is a kind of a comeback, yeah.
We used to play them a lot when Wendy and I did mornings at Q101.
Okay.
But then you didn't hear too much about them for a while.
Right, yeah, I know.
Have they reformed, or were they always around just not getting a lot of...
Isn't it just one dude?
It's mainly that one guy with the hat.
Oh, I thought there was a couple guys.
I think it's a whole band, but...
Jim and Miroquai. I thought it was two guys.
He wears that hat.
Yeah.
He's been doing stuff, I think, in England, and it's been coming out, but nobody hears about it.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun to see them. I think it'll be
a They used to blast. Be my roommate.
Oh, there you go.
In college. We were roommates.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How do people find you and see all your videos and see your lovely pictures of all the celebs?
None on the Run, or they can just... Look for me, Jerry Nunn. I'm on Instagram.
You're easy to find.
Stuff. Yeah, I'm not hiding anywhere.
The Strumbellas will be there.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is, but I love that name.
I have one of their songs on my iPod. Wendy, don't.
You are happening. Don't.
Really hip now.
Happening Freddy. That's what I'm going to call you.
Happening Freddy.
I don't know why.
I like Freddy.
I don't know.
But they're really good, the Strumbellas.
Sure.
I like them. They've got a good sound.
Yeah.
I was roommates with them in college.
What about Moon Taxi?
Oh, they're actually really good too. They're new though.
Oh, are they?
They're pretty new.
Where are they performing?
This is all at
Jamiroquai Fest.
This is North Coast. Do you guys missed Pitchfork this last weekend? I was just there.
Yeah, I know. I saw who was
I posted pictures with Shaka Khan.
Lauryn Hill.
And Lauryn Hill.
Was only 30 minutes late, huh?
She was only 30 minutes late.
She's getting better.
She's getting
about
a lot
23
better.
Minutes she had a DJ to, stall.
No.
And then she showed up.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, not bad for her.
Did she apologize to the audience, Jerry?
I don't remember that.
Don't you think?
Shaka Khan still got it?
Shaka Khan.
She's amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
She's like really thinned down. Her singers were just wailing in the park. They were so good. She's just a professional. She did all the old songs that we want to hear. We don't need to hear a lot of new stuff.
Did she put her name in all the songs or just that one song?
Shaka Khan.
Why not?
Yeah.
She feels for every woman.
Feels for you. Yes.
Is that on your iPod too?
No. Don't be ridiculous. Give us one more, Jerry. Do you have one more?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Always
now,
good.
You said who did you see before they got famous? Sam Smith.
Sam Smith, right.
I almost said Sam Shepard.
Sam Shepard, sure.
I have a friend, John Luck, who always went to see the Smashing Pumpkins, always, before anyone ever heard of them.
Okay.
And they would just play at, small clubs, small venues, and I'm just glad they're back in action. Pretty much an original group.
Everyone's back but Darcy.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is August 13th and 14th in the United Center. So
that's
a big
huge.
Show.
Is Billy Corgan now calling himself William Corgan, or is that just... I saw him do that once. I don't know if that's a thing now for him.
I believe it. Sometimes they do that, right?
They dress it up a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, Prince...
I think he goes back and forth.
Does he?
Prince never had a... You can never settle on his name. You know?
Right.
It's like a symbol.
Yeah.
Some
right.
People change it up.
Jerry, always good to see you. Thanks
great
so much.
You
it sounds like there's a lot of big stuff coming up this month.
Yeah, a lot.
We appreciate it.
Happening Freddy.
See, yeah,
you
well,
name
I'm gonna get a license plate that says that for the back of my bike. Wouldn't that be nice? Like a little miniature license plate.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jerry. We'll take a quick break and then we'll close things off. It's Bill and Wendy at WGN.